Good morning. This is CPR News. I'm Haley May. The Douglas County School District says there isn't enough evidence in a racial discrimination case to go to trial. CPR education reporter Jenny Brindine.
The lawsuit was brought by four families in 2023 who say their black and biracial children faced repeated racial harassment in middle and high school. The district is now asking a federal judge for a summary judgment. The district contends that it responded appropriately and swiftly to every reported incident, disciplining students and contacting parents. The lawsuit alleges that the discrimination, which included verbal insults, racist jokes, and threats of violence, was inadequately addressed by the district. It alleges the students' federal civil rights were violated. Jenny Brindine, CPR News.
About 135 miles of the Colorado River is now infested with invasive zebra mussels. KUNC's Scott Franz.
Wildlife officials say farmers and agricultural users face the biggest threat. Robert Walters leads Colorado's efforts against invasive species. He says the mussels rapidly multiply and could clog irrigation pipes.
And of course, in an agricultural community like we have, particularly out there in the Grand Valley, the ability to move water is really, really important to that agricultural production.
Walters says the state won't try to eradicate any mussels in the Colorado because current treatments would also wipe out endangered fish. The state is trying to contain the outbreak by installing new cleaning stations along the river where people can wash waders, rafts, and other equipment mussels hitchhike on. Scott Franz, KUNC.
And in sports, former Denver Nuggets president Tim Lewicki is among several high-profile business and sports figures recently pardoned by President Donald Trump. Lewicki worked for the Nuggets in the 90s before launching a successful company geared at opening concert and sport venues across the country. He was facing federal antitrust charges tied to a Texas arena project. This is CPR News.